Can y'all hear me okay?
Praise the Lord.
Oh man, it's good to be back. Good to be in the house of God. You say the house of God, this is His house. Bible said, the Lord dwelleth not in temple made with hands. This is what He made right here, brother. Praise the Lord. Good to be here this morning. Have the nice weather. I tell you, we needed a break. And take your Bible this morning. I hope you bring your Bible. I hope you do bring your Bible. Amen. Don't believe a word I'm telling you. Let God be true, but every man a liar. I hope you believe, read your Bible and bring your Bible. That's how the Lord will speak to you. He's not going to speak to you through the TV and all. He's going to speak to you through the Word of God. That's how He speaks to you. And take your Bible and turn to Luke 23 real quick. And you know this, and you can turn to 1 Samuel 1 if you want to, and Judges 16, Job 14. I'm going to give you some verses. Well, we'll start with Luke 23. In Luke chapter 23, it's the thief on the cross. You know the story there. Those two malefactors hung on the cross, and one railed against Him, if thou be the Christ, save thyself and us. And you know it goes through. And the other one goes down there in Luke 23, verse 42. He says this, and he said unto Jesus, he said, Lord, remember me. Lord, remember me. Those three simple words. Over there in 1 Samuel chapter 1, it tells the story of a lady by the name of Hannah. And Hannah's over there. She's married to a man named Elkanah. And Elkanah has two wives. One of them's Hannah. One of them's Peninnah. And Peninnah has a bunch of children, but Hannah has no children. The Bible says the Lord shut her womb up. And the Bible says she got alone with God looking for some children. And she prayed in 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 11. She said, O Lord, O God of hosts, she said, remember me. Remember me. Samson over there in Judges chapter 6, you know the story, how that the Philistines took him and captured him. They put out his eyes and he bound him. He went to the prison house and began to grind. And they brought him out in Judges chapter 16 to make sport of him and mock him. And he's standing there between the two pillars. And he said, O Lord God, remember me, remember me. Job chapter 14 over there, Job lost everything. His friends have forsaken him. His wife forsook him, told him to curse God and die. God, his children have been killed. He lost all his cattle, lost everything he had. And he prayed over there in Judges chapter 14, verse 13. He said, oh, that thou wouldest hide me in the grave. And he said, Lord, I just wish you would kill me. I wish you'd just let me die in the grave. And he ends it with a big exclamation point. And he said, remember me. Remember me. Psalm 106 says, Lord, remember me. And I want to preach a message. Remember. Remember me. Remember me. That's the second shortest prayer in all the Bible. The shortest prayer in the Bible is found over there when Peter, in Matthew 14, when Peter's sinking there in the sea, and he said, Lord, save me. That's the shortest prayer in the Bible. This is the second shortest prayer. Lord, remember me. But I want to say to you, it may be the shortest, but it's the most popular prayer in all the Bible. This prayer, Lord, remember me, is the most repeated prayer in all the Scriptures. And I want to give you just a few thoughts about that. Lord, remember me. And Father, we pray, Lord, as we come before You this morning. And Lord, we come before You, realize, God, that Lord, You remembered us, God. And thank You, Lord God, for not forgetting us and not forgetting this world and the chaos. And Lord, I pray this morning, speak to us, feed us, God. Let us hear from Thee. Lord, we need to hear something from You, Lord, this morning, God. Pray and move. Open our eyes. Open our spiritual hearts and our eyes, God. And help us, God, to listen to Thee this morning, Father. In Jesus' name. Amen. And I want to say a few things real quickly about that prayer. Lord, remember me. I want to say first thing about it. It's short and simple. It's short and simple. You know, the Lord is a simple God looking for simple people. That's what the Bible says. It said in Psalm 19:7, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. Psalms 116, verse 6 said, the Lord preserveth the simple. Psalms 119, verse 130 said, the entrance of thy words giveth light, and it giveth understanding to the simple. God is a simple God. Those are two simple words. Remember me. Remember me. You know what we do a lot of times? We complicate things. You know what we do a lot of times? We take things and complicate them and confuse things and make them harder than what they were. And sometimes by doing that, you know what we do? We just get off track and we corrupt the whole deal. We make it too hard. The Bible says over in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, talking about the devil, Paul said, "But I fear lest by any means as the serpent beguiled Eve, that your mind should be corrupted through the simplicity that's in Christ." You know why some people have a hard time with salvation, different things? Because it's so simple. We want to make things so different. Brother, I believe in the KISS method of prayer. K-I-S-S. Keep it simple, stupid. I mean, who are you going to impress with the Lord? Over in Matthew chapter 6, one time Jesus talks about praying. He says this. He gives us some instruction. He said, "When thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogue, in the church, in the corner of the streets. But thou, when thou prayest," he said, "enter into thy closet." Get along with God. Enter into thy closet when thou hast shut the door. Pray to thy Father which is in secret. But he said this, "But when you pray, use not vain repetitions." Vain means useless. It means wasted. It means just wasting God's time. Vain repetition, as the heathen do, for they think that by their they shall be heard for their much speaking. You know what that prayer is? You know what God's looking for? He's looking for it short and simple. We can't impress God. You know what I notice? The older I get, now this is profound, y'all. Some of you old faith people, you need to get this. The older I get, you know what I'm finding out about life? The shorter it gets. Now, isn't that profound? The older I get, the realize how much shorter life is. And you know something else? I'm realizing just how much simpler life really is. It's, I can do out without a whole lot of things that I used to couldn't do without. It's amazing how the older you get, the shorter and simpler life gets. You know who I like to get to pray for me? Children, out of the babes and mouths I ask perfected praise. Boy, you get a little child praying for you, they'll knock a hole in heaven reaching God. They just believe God. And I tell you something else I like to get praying for me. I like little children, and I like an old saint of God that's walked with God. I mean, an old saint of God, their life's short and it's simple, and brother, they'll hit heaven and hit home. And we got a few here. Miss Martha, bless her heart. She's a prayer warrior. That's what she is. She is the real deal. A lot of times, some people, y'all send me prayer requests, and I have a little group set up on my phone, and I'll send out a prayer request to the group, and honest to goodness, I put that prayer request in, and I'll hit enter on my phone, and before my phone, I'll hit enter, and before my hand gets this far back, I'll get a text from Miss Martha, and it just says, "Praying." P-R-A-Y-I-N-G. It's short and it's simple, but you know what? Bless God, it gets the job done. Remember me. It's short and simple. I'll tell you something else about it. It's straightway and it's swift. There's no beating around the bush about it. The word straightway occurs 42 times in the King James Bible. God likes that. God don't like to play around. Says over there when he come out, John the Baptist said, "Make his path straight. Make his path straight." In Mark chapter 18, when God called out those fishermen, Peter and them, it said, "Straightway they forsook their nets." Mark chapter 1 verse 20 says, "And straightway he called them." Mark 1:21 says this, "They went to Capernaum, and straightway they went on the Sabbath day." Mark 5:29, "That woman had a disease of the blood," and it said, "Straightway the blood was sailed up." Mark 5:42, "Over there Talitha Cumi," it said this, "And straightway the damsel arose." You know what God's looking for? He's looking for us to be straightway and swift. Too many times, our prayer life, it just beats around the bush. You know what we need to do? We need to just get honest with God and get straight with God and make it straight and make it swift. There's no sense to have any pretense or pride or self-promotion with God. We just need to get along and say, "Hey Lord, remember me. Remember me." Straightway and swift. We can't impress God. I mean, you're not going to impress Him. I've heard some praying before. You know some of these churches? Some preachers. My goodness gracious. I mean, you know, they talk about, they'll come in His voice, "I'm omniscient, omnipresence, omniscient God, and inhabit eternity." I mean, good night, man. Come on, just get the coal out of your mouth and talk to God like you talk to somebody else. It's straightway and swift. There's an old preacher years ago named Pappy Reveille. Pappy Reveille started a lot of rescue missions. Little bitty old fella. He wasn't 5 feet tall, old Pappy Reveille. I heard a lot about him. Went on to be with the Lord about 20 years ago. And that old fella was something else. Had to run some rescue missions. I heard a preacher talking about one time he had a meet with old Pappy Reveille, one of the rescue missions. And he said, he heard Pappy Reveille in the office praying before God. And he said Pappy Reveille had all the bills from the rescue mission laid out on the ground. And Pappy Reveille was standing there praying for God. And he said, Pappy Reveille said, okay, God, you see all these bills, God? They're all in your name. And God, if you don't meet these bills and pay these bills, God, he said, Lord, your name's going to be mud. And that preacher said, man, I never heard anybody talk to God that way. You know what? That's what God's looking for. Somebody that's straightway and swift. Sometimes we just beat around the bush. We need to get real with God. Jesus Christ said one time, Matthew chapter 5, he said, let your communication be yea, yea, and nay, nay. For whatsoever is more than these, he said, is evil. You know what sometimes we do? We just beat around the bush and we just talk and talk and talk and talk. And brother, by the time we get to where we need to go, we forget why we're there. I've had people call me before. Brother Odell, he's back here in the back. I'll tell this on him. He's done it before, and I know Brother Bunk's done it. I know several of them. They call me up and we get talking about something. And after a while, one of us will say, hey, do you remember what we called each other for? We done forgot. You know what we need to do? We need to get business with God, get straightway and swift and short and simple. Lord, remember me. Good friend of mine, Brother Rex Harrison. Brother Rex Harrison, when he was a boy, had polio and couldn't use his legs. Was a great singer, went on to be the Lord a few years ago. Had one of the greatest voices I've ever heard. He loved the Lord. He was a 4-hour preacher. I'm not kidding. The 4-hour messages he had. And Brother Rex, one time he was preaching, talking about his praying to the Lord. And he said they got praying one night and praying. And he said he fell asleep while he was praying. You ever done that? I have. If you hadn't prayed, fell asleep, you hadn't prayed a whole lot. He said he's praying one night and he fell asleep. And he woke up a couple hours later on the ground where he'd been praying. And he got up and he said, God, he said, I'm so sorry. Lord, I'm so sorry I fell asleep praying to you. He said, Lord, forgive me. And he said, the Lord said, son, that's all right. You was about to put me to sleep too. You know what? Sometimes we just need to get straightway and straight with God and swift and let God know what's going on. Lord, remember me. Not only that, I tell you something about it. It was short and simple. It was straightway and swift. I tell you something else about that prayer. It's sincere. And it's serious. The phrase, Lord, remember me, occurs 11 times. 11 times in the Scriptures. If you know your Bible, you know the number 11 deals with the last chance, the last hour. We call it the 11th hour. The 11th hour, Jesus mentions that in Matthew 20 there with the laborers there in the penny. And he said, some were there at the 11th hour. That's the last in line. That's your last chance. That means urgent. And these were, Lord, remember me prayers. I tell you what they were. They were the last chance. They were sincere. And they were serious. Over there in 1 Samuel chapter 1, there's Ohana. And she's praying to God. And the Bible says this. About Echanah, said he had two wives. One of them was Peninnah, and she had children. And the Bible said, but Hannah had no children. And the Bible says she was bitterness in soul, and prayed unto the Lord, and wept sore. And the Bible says, she came to the temple, and she's praying there. And Eli the priest looked at her, and he said, he spake, it said, now Hannah, she spake in her heart, only her lips moved. But her voice was not heard. Therefore Eli thought she had been drunk. I mean, she was so burdened and so weeping, and she is weeping before God, and she was so torn up, brother, that she words weren't even coming out of her mouth, and she was just weeping sore before God. And Eli told her, he said, hey, you're one of the daughters of Belial. He said, why are you out here drunk? You're out here, it looked like you're drunk. She is so torn up. And she said, no. She said, I'm not drunk, my Lord. She said, I'm a woman of sorrowful spirit. You know what it was? It was sincere. And it was serious. Over there in Judges chapter 16, there's Samson. You know where Samson was? He was in the 11th hour. The Philistines had put his eyes out. They had bound him, put him in the prison house. He'd been grinding there and grinding. And brother, he was at the last leg. He was at the last time. And he stood over there and he told that little boy and lad, he said, hey, let me fill the pillars there. Let me fill these old pillars there and put his hands against those pillars. And Samson said unto the Lord, he said, oh Lord God, remember me. Remember me, I pray, Lord, just remember me this one more time. You know what he was? He is sincere. He is serious. There's that old dying thief on the cross. Lord, remember me when thou comest in thy kingdom. You know what he was? He was sincere and serious. Lord, remember me. It's short and simple. It's straight way and swift. I tell you something, it's serious. And it's sincere. There's no beating around the bush. They were in the 11th hour. They were there at the end of the leg. There's Job in Job 14. Lord, remember me. It was sincere. And it was serious. You know what we need to do? We need to get sincere and serious with God. The Bible said one time you have not because you ask not. And he said sometime when you ask in a mist. You say, well, that word amiss means, it means you don't mean it's what it means. It means you're just playing games. And it said because you want to consume it on your lust. You know what we need to do? We need to get clean with God. We need to get straightway and swift. And we need to get serious and sincere with God. I'll tell you something else about that prayer. Lord, remember me. It's short and simple. It's straightway and swift. It's sincere and serious. I'll tell you something else about that old prayer. It's selfish and it's self-centered. It's selfish and it's self-centered. You know where real prayer begins, brother? It begins with me. You know where real prayer begins? It begins with you. It begins with me. Here's Paul in Acts chapter 19, Saul of Tarsus. You know the story. He thought Jesus was a false Messiah and he went out trying to kill Christians and bound them, carry them to prison. You know what happened? And on that day, Jesus' light shined, threw him down to the ground. You know what Paul said? Paul said, Lord, what wilt thou have me? Me, Lord, what would thou have me to do? Paul didn't say, Lord, what about these soldiers that are here that are with me? You know what Paul knew? The problem was Paul. Over in Acts chapter 16, there's Paul and Silas thrown there in Philippi. And they're thrown there in jail. And you know what happened? They prayed and sang praises at midnight. And God opened up that jail and a great earthquake threw it open. And that Philippian jail, he come running out in Acts chapter 16, verse 30. He said, what must I do to be saved? It's me. What must I do? He didn't run out there saying, what am I going to do about all these prisoners that are going to escape? Brother, real prayer starts with yourself. It's a selfish prayer. And remember me, Lord. There's the Pharisee and the publican. Over there in Luke chapter 18, verse 10. Pharisee comes in there. Jesus said, two men went up to the temple to pray. The one a Pharisee, a religious man, and the other a publican. And the Pharisee stood up and prayed thus with himself. He said, I, God, I thank thee that I'm not as other men. I'm not an extortioner. I'm not unjust. I'm not a Democrat. I'm not a Republican. Lord, I think I'm not like them old crazy Democrats. That's what's wrong with blaming everybody else, brother. We need to get real with God. That old publican, the Bible said this. Standing afar off, he didn't even get close. Would not lift up as much his eyes into heaven, but smote his breast. He said, God, be merciful to me. Me, Lord, a sinner. You know what the problem is? The problem is me. Real prayer always starts with me. You know how I got saved? With me. Jesus said about that publican and Pharisee, he said, I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone that exalteth himself shall be abased, but he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. You know our problem is too many times we blame everybody else. It's everybody else's problem. Everybody's, it's the black people's problem. It's the white people. It's the Democrats. It's the Republicans. It's Nancy Pelosi. It's Schumer. It's Trump. Hey, let me say, why don't we just get along and say, hey, God, remember me, Lord. Start with me. That old song says, it's me, oh Lord. Standing in the need of prayer. It's not my brother, it's not my sister, but it's me, oh Lord. Standing in the need of prayer. It's not the preacher, it's not the deacon, but it's me, oh Lord. Standing in the need of prayer. It's not the Democrats, it's not the Republicans, Lord. It's me, God, it's me, oh Lord. It's me. It's standing in the need of prayer. You know what real prayer is? It's selfish. It's self-centered at times. Oh, there old Hannah prays. 1 Samuel chapter 1. And the Bible says this about Hannah. The Bible says that Elkanah had two wives. One of them was Peninnah. And then Hannah. Peninnah had children. And that was a big deal to have children. And the Bible says this. But the Lord had shut up her womb, Hannah. And her adversary, that's her, or the other wife, that's Elkanah's Peninnah. The Bible said her adversary also provoked her sore for to make her fret. And Peninnah just rubbed it in the ground and rubbed it in the ground and rubbed it in the ground. The Bible said, and she did so year by year, and she went out the house of God, and she said Peninnah just year after year provoked her and rubbed it in. But you know when Hannah got to pray, you know what Hannah prayed for? Hannah didn't pray, God, will you shut Peninnah up? God, will you kill her? God, will you get Peninnah right with God? She didn't pray that. She didn't pray, say, God, it's my husband's fault I can't have children, God. It's all his fault I'm trying. No. You know what she prayed? She said, Lord, remember me. Remember me. It starts with me. It's me, oh Lord. Standing in the need of prayer. Here's that dying thief on the cross. You know the story. The Bible said there were two malefactors crucified with him. Luke 23 verse 39 says one of the malefactors which were hanged railed on him saying, if thou be the Christ, here's what he said, save thyself and us. Let me tell you, friend, us is not the problem. It's a lot closer to the home than us. That dying thief, the one he railed on Christ, said, save us. But brother, when it came to that other thief, he said, Lord, remember me. Brother, real prayer starts with self. Remember me. There's no us to it. Brother, you better learn to pray for yourself. Because I'm going to tell you, nobody in the world can pray for you like you. I can't pray for you like you can pray. I can't pray for your children like you can pray. I don't love your children like you do. I don't love your grandchildren like you do. Bible said, no man hateth his own flesh, but he cherishes and nourishes it. Listen, nobody cares for your soul like you do. And you better learn to pray. I'm going to tell you, friend, most of my prayer life, I'll tell you who I'm praying for. You say, who? Me. And I'm not praying for a car. I'm not praying for... I'm praying, God, get me right. Keep my eyes upon you, God. Don't let me mess up, God. Lord, remember me. And I go down the line, my family. Go down the line, my children, my grandchildren. I pray for everybody in this church every day. Every day your name gets called up to God. I probably pray for some of you more than you pray for your own self. You know what real prayer is? It's selfish prayer. It's about you. Because I'll tell you where the problem is. It's me and you. I preach a message on the Christian greatest enemy. And the greatest enemy is me and you. Like somebody said, I found the enemy. and he was me. I appreciate Brother Ben. Brother Ben's a blessing to me, a big blessing. And I don't mean to embarrass him, but I tell you, he wants to do right. He wants to do right. And it's not easy to do right, brethren. Can I get an amen right there? It's not easy to do right. It's a whole lot easier to do wrong. And Brother Ben, he has a tenacious workplace. He has a difficult place to work. He has people there that don't want anything to do with God. They get on to him for bumper stickers and everything else and have language that no Christian needs to hear. And Brother Ben has called me many times. I'm not talking once or twice or three. I'm talking many times. He called me on the phone with tears. You know what he said? Brother Terry, pray for me. Pray for me that I'll do the right thing. Pray for me that I'll keep my testimony. Pray for me that I'll show Jesus Christ. Pray for me that I'll be a witness. He don't call up and say, pray for those reprobates at work. Pray for them. You know what he does? It's got to start with him. Real prayer, selfish prayer. It's, Lord, remember me. Me. It's me, oh Lord. Standing in the need of prayer. I want to say it's short and simple. It's straightway and swift. It's sincere and it's serious. It's selfish. It's self-centered. It's got to start with me and you. And I'll tell you something else about that little two-letter, two-word prayer, remember me. I'll tell you something else about it. It is successful and it is substantial. Every time that prayer is prayed in the Bible 11 times, every single time, God answered that prayer and He answered it amazingly awesome and out of sight. Beyond their wildest dreams. It's successful and it's substantial. That word substantial means full. Full of substance. It means of considerable importance and size and worth. I want to say that little prayer, remember me, is successful and it's substantial. Every time in the Bible it's prayed, God answered it. Over there in 1 Samuel chapter 1, there's Hannah. And she prays. And she prayed over there in 1 Samuel 1, verse 11, and it said, O Lord, the God of hosts, if thou indeed look upon the affliction of thy handmaid, and remember me, Lord, and remember me and not forget. Bible said this in verse 19. And Elkanah knew Hannah his wife, and the Lord remembered her. That's what it says. She prayed, Lord, remember me, and it said, and the Lord remembered her. It is successful and it is substantial. And the Bible said she had a boy, she had a son. And she called his name Samuel because I had asked him of the Lord. Samuel was one of the greatest prophets and priests in all the Bible. You know what the name Samuel means? It means God has heard. God has heard. She said, Lord, remember me. And God said, Hey, I heard you. It was successful. And substantial. Here's old Job. Job in Job chapter 14. He prays. I mean, his friends have forsaken him. He's lost his children. He's lost his health. He's lost his wealth. His wife tells him to curse God and die. He's lost everything he had but God. In Job 14 verse 13, Job says, Oh, that thou wouldst hide me in the grave. He said, God, oh, I wish you would kill me. I mean, he was hurting that bad. And he goes on, that thou would appoint me a set time and kill me. And he said this, and remember me. With a big exclamation point. Job 14:13. Job said, Lord, I wish I was dead.
Oh, God, I wish I was hiding in the grave, Lord.
I wish, God, you'd have took me that set time and killed me. But he said, God, remember me. Don't forget, remember me. You reckon God answered that prayer? Job chapter 42, verse 12. The Bible says, so the Lord blessed the latter end of Job more than his beginning. For he had 14,000 sheep, 6,000 camels, and 1,000 yoke of oxen, and 1,000 sea asses. He had also 7 sons and 3 daughters. After this, Job lived 140 days and saw his sons and his sons' sons even to 4 generations. I mean, did God answer that prayer? Woo! Job said, remember me, and God said, I've got it handled. End of Job says this. So Job died, being old and full of days. I want to say it's short and simple, straightway and swift, sincere and serious, selfish and self-centered. But I'm going to tell you, brother, that little prayer is successful and it is substantial in the Word of God. Oh, there in Luke chapter 23, there's an old dying thief. And there he is down on the cross, condemned to death. He was guilty. He said, I'm guilty. I deserve what I got. Brother, he looked over there at Jesus Christ. He said, Lord, remember me. Remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. Thank God answered that prayer, brother. Think that was successful and substantial. Jesus Christ said, next verse, I tell you, verily, verily, today, 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 shalt thou be with me in paradise. It's successful. It's substantial. It's short. It's simple. But I want to tell you, brother, it'll get the job done. When it's sincere and serious. I got saved July the 30th, 1975. 45 years ago. Man, I've been serving God for 40 years. I'm an old dope head, man. I grew up in a gambling house and a drunkard, man. Listen, man, you're looking at a man that God saved 45 years ago. Brother, I was a brand plucked from the burning. July the 30th, 1975, on Wednesday night, about 7 o'clock, I went into a friend's bedroom named Randy Mills. He'd been witnessing to me. I got by his bed that night and went up to that bedroom and got on my knees and prayed and asked Jesus Christ to save me. I don't remember a whole lot about that. I don't remember what I prayed that night. But I can tell you a few things about that prayer. I can tell you for sure that prayer, it was short and it was simple. It was short and simple. I tell you something else about that prayer. It was straightway and it was swift. I didn't know what else to do. I tell you something else about that prayer I prayed that night. I don't know much about it, but it was sincere and it was a serious prayer. I tell you something else about it. It was a selfish and a self-centered prayer. I wasn't praying for nobody but me. I was praying, God, save this whole wretched soul. I don't know much about it, but I know it was short and simple. I know it was straightway and swift. I know it was serious and sincere. I know it was selfish and self-centered. And I know something else, brother, about it. Bless God. Woo! I tell you something else. It was successful. And it was substantial. God saved my soul that day, brother. I'm telling you, man, God done a work for me. It wasn't much of a prayer. It wasn't much more than, Lord, remember me. But I'll tell you, brother, it was successful. And it was substantial. He remembered me that day. When I thought of this message, I couldn't help but think of the day J. Wilbur Chapman was preaching one night And the lady came to him. He was trying to get her saved and couldn't quite get to her. Couldn't quite get her to understand the atonement of the salvation, how that Jesus paid the price. And he asked her that day, he said, "Ma'am, do you know any scriptures?" And she said, "I only know one." She said, "When I was a child in Sunday school." And J. Robert Chapman asked her, said, "Could you repeat that prayer? Could you repeat that scripture? Could you quote it?" And she quoted John 3:16. And she said, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only. And for the word begotten," she thought it was forgotten. And she said, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only forgotten Son." And J. Wilbur Chapman picked up on it. And he said, "Ma'am, do you know why God forgot His Son?" And she said, "No." He said, "So He could remember you." Lord, remember me. And brother, He remembered me on Calvary. That song Miss Janice sings. When He was on the cross, I was on His mind. Lord, remember me. Not my brother, not my sister, but it's me, O Lord. Standing in the need of prayer. Fanny Crosby, who wrote 9,000 hymns, wrote one, and it's called "Remember Me." Remember me. I want no other hand, O Lord, but Thine, my God, to be. For well I know through all my life Thou wilt remember me. Thou wilt remember me, O Lord. Thou wilt remember me. Thy word is said, and I believe Thou wilt remember me. No tongue can tell the joy I feel since I am one with Thee. And this my song shall always be. Thou wilt remember me. No power can break my firm resolve to live and die in Thee. For grace through faith has taught my soul Thou wilt remember me. Lord, remember me. Our Father, Lord, we thank You, God, that 2,000 years ago on the cross, Lord, You remembered us, Lord. Lord, You remembered us so much. You went on this world, came down here and lived for 33 and a half years, was beaten, spit upon, mocked, ridiculed, laughed. God, then they took You and nailed You on a rug cross. And Lord, thank You, God, for paying Thy price. Thank You, Lord, for remembering me. Thank You, Lord, 45 years ago You remembered me in Pleasant Grove, Alabama. Hey, Lord, I don't want to ever forget that. I don't want to ever forget what You did for me. I don't want to ever forget, Lord, that day You remembered me. Lord, I pray for these folks here this morning, this message. I pray it, Lord, it spoke to me the last few weeks meditating on this, God. Lord, this little simple prayer found throughout the Scripture. Lord, I could have gave many other illustrations in the Bible about it, Lord. But God, it got the job done. It got the Lord's ear is not short that it cannot hear. Lord, I pray Your blessing upon our church and the folks that are here today, God. I know some of them, Lord, going through things, Lord. Some having financial problems, some health, some concern. There are all kinds of concerns all over this world today, God. But Lord, help us to learn that little prayer. Short and simple. Short and simple. Straightway and swift. Sincere and serious. Selfish. Self-centered. Starts with me. But it was successful and substantial. Pray Your blessing upon our day. Help us, God, while we're out, to be a witness, especially in these days, God. Never before have You needed a witness like You need today in this world we're living in. Help us to be different. Help us to be that witness for You, God. And help us, Lord, to remember You. Help us to remember You. Lord, You remembered us. Help us wherever we might be, God, at the grocery store, wherever we might be, at the restaurant, wherever we might be on the job, wherever we might be. Help us, God, not to forget You and remember You. Lord, we love You this morning. And we pray, Lord, even so. Come, Lord Jesus.
We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.